DNI bombshell report, Joe Biden welcomed 18,000 known or suspected terrorists to U.S. by John Binder on December 15, 2025. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, has revealed that President Joe Biden's mass migration agenda at the U.S.-Mexico border welcomed about 18,000 known or suspected terrorists to the United States in just 4 years. The report, detailed to Congress by National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, Director Joe Kent, identified thousands of known or suspected terrorists living in American communities whom the Biden administration released into the United States interior thanks to its border policies. The number one threat that we have right now, in my view, is the fact that we don't know who came into our country in the last 4 years of Biden's open borders. What we have identified is alarming, and I want to share that with you today, Kent told Congress late last week. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet, the Biden administration not only let them into the country, in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country. Emphasis added. Kent said Biden's Operation Allies Welcome, which brought tens of thousands of Afghan nationals to the United States, often without having been vetted or interviewed in person, imported known or suspected terrorists as well. These individuals, despite what has been reported, were not vetted properly to come into the United States. The individual terrorist who committed the attack in D.C., he was vetted to serve as a soldier in Afghanistan, Kent said. The Biden administration essentially used his tactical level vetting as a ruse to bring him here and to bring him into our communities, and we've seen the tragic results of that. He continued. We've identified 2,000 of that group of 88,000 Afghans who have ties to terrorist organizations. We're working right now hand in hand with DHS and with the FBI to run down this 2,000, the Afghans who came here under Allies Welcome who have ties to terrorist organizations, and additionally, the other 16,000 individuals of ties to terrorist organizations that Biden let into our country. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported last month, an Afghan national opened fire on National Guardsman 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom and 24-year-old Andrew Wolf in Washington, D.C., killing Beckstrom while Wolf fights for his life in the hospital. The Afghan national, identified as 29-year-old Ramanella Lakhanal, was brought to the United States by the Biden administration under Operation Allies Welcome. Similarly, last year, a 27-year-old Afghan national was arrested in Oklahoma after allegedly planning an Election Day terrorist attack on Americans. The man had also been brought to the United States through Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.